Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm very excited about our next guest. He's David Newman. He's from a company called Do It Marketing. And that company is located in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, a place I am very familiar with. And we're going to talk about how he helps executives and entrepreneurs market themselves more effectively. And we're going to talk about marketing for smart people. And I know you're all smart people out there, so please pay attention and welcome David Newman. David, thanks for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey there, Bill. It's great to be here. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to this because marketing is a big topic for a lot of our listeners. David, before we get into the topic of marketing for smart people, tell us a little bit about you and your background and your company, Do It Marketing.
Sure. Well, so I came out of a 10-year corporate career doing internal consulting with big consulting firms like Towers Perrin and then big technology companies like PeopleSoft and Oracle. Started my business in 2002, and it was a complete and utter train wreck. And I mean disaster. So I made every mistake in the book. I went out there as jack of all trades, master of none, nightmare partnerships, trusting all the wrong people, hitting all the brick walls. And finally, I got my head screwed on straight after about 3 years. Even a blind squirrel occasionally finds a nut. And then I decided to focus. Focus is the key. And focus is one of the things that we'll talk about. It's one of the key strategies, I think, for entrepreneurial success. And so now my business today, fast forward the clock about 8 or 9 years after I've had my head screwed on straight, having started my company 13 years ago, I work with executives and entrepreneurs on thought leadership marketing and how to elevate their visibility and credibility and increase their impact and income.
Excellent. Well, you know, think about it. If it would have been all smooth sailing out of the gate, you wouldn't have learned nearly as much, would you?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Well, and that's what I tell my clients and audiences, too. I said, listen, the only reason you should trust me, the only reason you should listen to me is all these crazy mistakes you're about to make. I made them. I made the good ones twice, and I will help you avoid all those potholes.
So you can tell them 100 ways to do it right and 1,000 ways to not do it, to do
that's
it wrong.
That's about the right ratio, too. Exactly right.
Well, you know, marketing is – an ever-changing thing, and it depends, of course, on your type of business, who you're marketing to, but people make mistakes along the way. What's the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to marketing?
Well, so I write about this in the Do It Marketing book right at the beginning, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners, they fail to embrace marketing and sales as job number one. They really fail to understand that as the CEO, as the business owner, as the president, you are the salesperson in chief, you are the marketer in chief, and of course the most successful companies, or even the more successful companies, when you talk to the CEO, you say, well, who's really in charge of marketing? They say, me. I might have a VP of marketing, I might have a whole marketing department, I might just be a company of one or two or three people, it could be a small partnership. But that CEO or that managing partner, they know that they are the marketer-in-chief and they are the salesperson-in-chief. They don't try to avoid it. They don't, you know, because the classic entrepreneur says, I just love the work. I love doing the work of my business. I love my clients and customers. And I love getting in there and making donuts or doing the accounting services or whatever it is. I just don't like the sales part. I just don't like the marketing part. And they try and wash their hands of it, or they try and delegate it, or they try and hire someone, and they've never really understood how to sell and market the value proposition of their company before they hire that salesperson. I love salespeople. I love sales teams. I love VPs of sales and VPs of marketing. But if you're just starting out and you're the owner and you're the chief cook and bottle washer. You have to know how to market and sell your company. Otherwise, it'll be impossible for you to transfer that DNA, that sales and marketing DNA, from your brain into the salesperson's brain or into the sales department's brain or into the sales VP's brain. So even before you have a sales department, a sales VP, and a marketing VP, you need to know in your heart and soul and guts and bones the best, smartest, most effective ways to market you and your company's products, programs, and services.
Absolutely. And you know, surveys and studies repeatedly say this, that the owner of the business should be spending 40% of their time in sales and marketing. Do you agree with that number?
I love that number, and I think that's even for a mature business. I think maybe for a business that's less than 3 or 4 years old, that number could go even higher.
Mm-hmm. And that you know, think about that. That is 2 full days out of a 5-day week that you should be devoting your time and energy to finding better ways to get the message out there and better ways to find new customers and finding those customers. So that's a lot of people might shudder when they think about that, because like you say, they might be technicians, which a lot of business owners are, who started a business because they just wanted to do the work, but they didn't think about the amount of time that goes into that. So what are two or three strategies that we should all be using to do a better job of marketing our products, services, and ourselves?
Well, I have a very simple system that has a very simple acronym. It's called 3PR, and 3PR has nothing to do with what we typically think of as public relations, but I call it personalized professional public relations, and it's a three-legged stool. Leg number one is speaking to targeted groups, whether that's down at your chamber, in your target markets, trade associations, professional meetings, local chapters, regional, national meetings, you being the face and the voice of your company. And this is true whether you're a company of one or whether you're the CEO of a small business, medium business, large business, all the way up to, you know, the greats like Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos and Steve Jobs when he was alive. Obviously, these guys were the ultimate face and voice of their company. And they spoke on behalf of their company all the time, not only on behalf of their company, but on behalf of their company's ideas, and on behalf of their company's value prop, and on behalf of their company's vision of the future, and where they were taking not only their company, but where they're taking their customers, and what that better, smarter, faster future looks like if you invest with us into our products, into our services, into our programs. So number one is speaking. And that can start at a very grassroots level. You go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, before you get on to number two, I think you were just about to say it, but speaking does not mean it's a sales pitch. It means that you're positioning yourself as a thought leader and a visible person who knows this industry and what you do and how you're helping. It's creating that visibility that leads back to your company. Is that right?
1,000% correct. Right. These are not sales presentations. These are not sales pitches. This is really being a thought leader and being that visible, credible expert in your field, in your industry. And the whole purpose of that speaking component of 3PR is to be radically generous and radically useful to your audience. So that's leg number one. Leg number two in your 3PR game plan is publishing. And publishing runs the gamut, everything from publishing a blog, which is very, very simple and very, very easy and very, very cheap and free, all the way up to publishing a 200-page nonfiction business book based on your company's expertise. So, and anything in between. So publishing white papers, publishing cheat sheets, publishing articles, guest posting on high authority blogs and portals and communities. But publishing is hugely valuable because that's the core of your content marketing engine. And then the third component is social media. Social media helps to amplify and magnify the first two things, and it also helps spread. So it makes you more spreadable and shareable. Now, taken all together, the 3PR strategy, speaking raises your visibility, publishing raises your credibility, and the social media raises your shareability. And those three things, for most businesses, I don't care if your business is online, offline, services, products, retail, manufacturing, distribution, any sort of company can benefit from this 3PR game plan.
I love it. This is very, very succinct, makes a ton of sense, and it's something that business owners can wrap their heads around very quickly and easily. Now, here's a question because, well, before I get into this, what would have replaced that third leg 10 years ago before social media?
Well, I think, you know, social media, I was just talking to another friend of mine this morning. I said, you know, social media is like back in the caveman days. If you and I are cavemen, Bill, and we need like a really good piece of buffalo, and we know that this guy, Oog, has some really fantastic buffalo. He's a great buffalo hunter. You and I say, hey, you know, it's time for dinner. Let's go over to Oog's cave. And Oog always has the best buffalo. So it's that word of mouth, right? It's that word of mouth. It's that trust-based reputation kind of marketing. So what would have replaced it before social media is simply old-fashioned word of mouth, reputation, referrals, introductions, networking, people passing you around like candy because you're so valuable and so useful to them that you are automatically stimulating a very high volume of positive buzz and referrals and word of mouth.
Excellent answer. And, you know, it was the limited shareability, I guess, at that point, because people can only talk to so many people. But great point. So social media has now allowed us to have to expand and put that shareability on steroids by allowing
exactly.
people to.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Great point.
I love it. That's a great way to put it.
Now, let's talk about this. So, the problem is, we've created so much noise out there in the marketplace. So how can we increase our chances of getting attention and generating more leads?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. And again, this is where the world of direct marketing and the world of today's marketing separate. A lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, they think that social media is just eight or 10 new channels to sell your crap. And it is not 8 or 10 new channels to sell your crap. So if all your marketing messages, all your content marketing and all of your thought leadership, quote unquote, and all of your speaking and publishing and social media, it's all about buy my stuff. We have a special. We have a great product. We have a great program. Click here to get the price sheet. Click here to watch this product demo. People are going to unlink, unfriend, unlike, and unsubscribe. So that is not what you want to be doing. I think the way to break through the noise is simply this. We're living in an attention economy. We used to live in an advertising economy. Now we're living in an attention economy. And what that simply means is step one is we have to earn their attention. And then step two, we have the chance, we have the opportunity to earn their money. If you go for the money first, like probably 80% small and medium-sized businesses are today, because they don't understand this attention economy, they don't understand trusted advisor marketing, they don't understand a lot of these things that we're talking about, but, you know, the smart companies do, and the smart business owners do. But the folks that are stuck in the advertising, one-way, broadcast, data dump, kind of marketing and sales by force, they're the folks that are getting left behind. So I think it's super important. Focus on when you're looking at your marketing campaign or your content marketing or even your 3PR strategy, questions are, how am I adding value? How am I inviting engagement? And if you were to boil down marketing into four words, that would be the four words. Offer value, invite engagement. Offer value, invite engagement. And that's true online. That's true offline. And when I say invite engagement, again, it's not buy our stuff. Buy my product, buy my service. Invite engagement is a softer ask. It's things like, share, subscribe, opt in, download, right? Get this free report, watch our free video series. It's very, very important that to establish trust, you replace selling with teaching. This is a huge, huge shift. Replace selling with teaching. Teach mm-hmm. people how to do better. And so one of my metrics for marketing, and again, this is in the Do It Marketing book, but one of the tests in there, is your marketing material too good to throw away? Are people better off just having received your marketing material or marketing message, online, offline, doesn't matter, are they better off because they received your marketing even if they didn't buy? In the Do It Marketing book, I call this happy meal marketing. So people that buy from you get a beautiful 7-course meal. They get the steak, the potatoes, the vegetables, the linen tablecloth, the silverware. Even people who don't buy from you should get a happy meal. So nobody leaves hungry.
Great analogies. I really love it. The whole offer value, invite engagement. You said, I wrote down before you even said it, but build, you know, it's trust before treasure. And, you know, for a lot of our listeners, and they're, you know, a lot of our listeners are age 50 plus, and they're thinking, you know, can't we just go back to the yellow pages? That worked for so well for so long. And the problem is that the racetrack has changed, their route has changed. And a lot of people, I think, are out there, David, saying, I want to take a shortcut and get right to the sale using social media. And what you're giving us is valuable information saying there are no shortcuts in this racetrack. There are no shortcuts now.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And the soundbite that I share with people on this, Bill, is the shortcut is the long way.
That's
great. The
shortcut
is the long way, right? Ancient Chinese saying, best time to plant a tree, 20 years ago. Second best time to plant a tree, today. So if you haven't done, if you haven't embraced this value-first marketing, if you haven't embraced the 3PR game plan, today's a great day to start.
Excellent. So, and of course, one of the best ways to do that is learn from someone who's gone the wrong way a few times, and that that's how we started the interview. You've learned many ways how not to do it, so that gave you the wisdom to find out how to do it, and that they will find. Now, first of all, I don't have a record here, but do you speak at business groups as well? Do you present this program?
I do. So different conferences, associations, groups, absolutely.
Okay, so if someone wanted to have you in to speak to their business group, their conference, they can get in touch with you for that. But right now, everybody can go online and go to doit, D-O-I-T, marketing.com and find your blog, your podcast, articles, tools, downloads, and the book, Do It Marketing. So there's a lot of resources available. You're practicing what you preach here. Is that the best way for people to take the next step with you, is to go to doitmarketing.com, David?
That absolutely is. And as you said, Bill, there's a ton of resources there. And if people have the Do It Marketing book, there's a whole bunch of companion tools and downloads at doitmarketing.com/book.
I know. I'm going to go there today because it is so important to get up to date and stay up to date on all this stuff. I look forward to us talking again at some time in the near future and going deeper on some of these topics, because I sense that you have so much to offer our listeners. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I really look forward to our next conversation.
So do I, Bill. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. Please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you, or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.